Toter. I'm joined by Lara. Episode number 2 of Hacknet. Just give you guys a little bit of information. I left out the intro and outro music for a reason. I'm going to get into that in a couple seconds here. I had to throw this show together basically at the last minute in terms of me recording it. And I didn't know that I wasn't going to be able to do the... I didn't know I was going to have to do the intro or outro, so... Which brings me into the topic of where the fuck is Punchdown, you know, my engineer.
I haven't heard from him in like a week, and, you know, he's supposed to record damn thing, so...
You know, again, it's supposed to be digitally recorded, and sound quality sucks, blame it on him.
And, you know, he said he had the intro and outro music
theme going and whatnot, and I told him I had to go... I had to disappear for a couple of days because I had some shit I needed to take care of, and talked to him, and, you know, I came back and send him an instant message. He doesn't reply and goes away and comes back and
signs off. Haven't heard from him since.
That was about Tuesday, so
I don't know what the fuck's going on.
I'm going to wait a couple episodes before I appoint an intern for him, so hopefully.
So,
needless to say, I was a little nervous this past week. Kind of hoping he'd show and he didn't, so
I don't know what the fuck.
Move right into, Ladder, can you keep him in a chain for a couple seconds?
Sure.
Alright, I need to find my, product crap. Give me a second.
I didn't want to interrupt you.
Yeah, that sounded like a nice little interesting piece of information there.
I was going to do consumer reports, and, you know, basically I tell you, again, you guys influence, you, the listeners,
you tell me what's shitty and what works, and for what application and whatnot.
I'm going to go with the negative sides first, because I've got a the positive, trust me, you'll want to listen for that. You got a couple negatives. First one is the, I think it's the,
yeah, that's the G. General Electric Microcassette Recorder.
Microcassette Recorder, model number 3-5377. It, you know, I was thinking about doing it for the show,
kind of on the road in case I ever had to,
go somewhere and whatnot. I could go from a payphone and do the show. But,
I don't have it on me at the moment. Otherwise, I'd play you guys the sound set, how shitty it sounds.
The sound quality, don't get it, guys. Don't get it. It's not worth your $30 or whatever the fuck it costs. It's real shitty. It doesn't even work for voice activation. It's not worth it. Trust me. Don't even waste your money. Number two would be the Sony... it's the Sony voice recorder, the one that can go up to, some odd, along the lines of 3 hours, I think. It's orange and black and silver, I can't quite remember the model number. But yeah, same reason, it just sucks ass. It's not designed for freaking at all. So I really don't suggest you guys get it. It's not a good thing. The good thing you guys are definitely going to want to buy, that was the Grundig,
Grundig FR200 shortwave radio. No, it didn't require any batteries, only a little power crank and flashlight, two shortwave bands, AM/FM, and a nice little antenna that you don't want to break. I did already, and I had a replacement. Haven't had it for yet 3 days. It's pretty sweet. You guys should get it. Is there anything matter?
No. We got a thumb drive recently. Thumb drive. I like it.
Sweet. It's cool.
Go to my unit. Download some on dial up. Put it on there.
Take it home and do whatever. As many of you may know, the Mr. Evil known as Walmart had a shareholders convention last week? Yes, last week. And, you know, I figured, hey, it'd be neat to call them up and get their opinion and play it on the show. Well, I called them up, and I gave them my voicemail number. You know, it's my K7, so I can grab their A&E and have it delivered to my email inbox at the same time, so I won't have to waste my car minutes and call the damn thing up, and you have no new message now. Listen to that damn thing all week. And they haven't called me back, so I don't know what the fuck's their deal. Either they don't want to talk to me, or they don't want to give me their damn opinion. So, I'll put that in episode 3 if they do, by the offhand chance, call me back, but I doubt they will. And I kind of want to slip in a little rant that I have at the moment.
Sure.
I was watching CBS Friday, their nightly news, or whatever it is, Dan rather. And I just caught a commercial, and he said, why is, and they gave a correspondent's name, trespassing on a chemical, processing plant, or something to that effect. You know, it was trespassing on a chemical plant. And they replied with, because, show how easy it could be for terrorists to get into. And my first response is this, why the fuck is he able to do that when, what do? Oh no, we demonstrated how insecure your network systems are, and we get our asses put in jail for 15 or 20 years. And this media guy is without any, you know, he didn't get charges pressed against him or any of that bullshit. He's walking into a chemical plant, you know, walking right past the signs, acting ignorant, whatnot, and he's trespassing, you know, he can be fined as a terrorist. You know, they can call him a terrorist and arrest him and whatnot, and they don't do it. You know, that kind of pisses me.
That's the problem, though, that considering 3D I found is more of a black art. No one really knows what goes on. So, a lot of fear is based on this ignorance. And a lot of people are going to act upon that ignorance and say, oh, hackers suck. All that kind of stuff. So, you know, I just say, let them act on their own ignorance. Let them show how stupid they really are. Who cares? It's all opinion. Opinion really doesn't matter. Who knows the truth knows the truth. That's all there is to it.
Yes.
That's my opinion. It really is.
Of course, in these days, not much of anything anymore. You know, with all our civil liberties and bullshit going down the drain, why should we even do it?
Oh.
Huh?
Show, I think it's called the Meltdown on FX the other day, and just along the same lines, these terrorists or these ex-military people hijacked a nuclear power plant. And
I think I've seen that.
If Dayton and Harris would have hijacked it and blown everyone up. But I don't know, it really got to me, because that's how I see hackers today. We're just using the internet a lot.
Keep it alive and well, and keep. And then, of course, it comes to the side effect: the media is portraying us as evildoers and quote cyber terrorists.
Well, who cares about that? I don't care. I don't think that they want.
I do to a certain degree, because you know, if word's already gotten around my school that I like to tinker with computers and whatnot, and I've been classified as a hacker, and I don't really care about that. It's just, you know. My teachers, when they hear that I'm a quote-unquote hacker, they get all fear and, you know, I feel I get discriminated against them. That happens.
Back at my school, should I join graduate class? I was kind of crazy because of that, because network admin told me that I could hack their network. And I didn't have time to, but I did around a little bit. I did do some research, and it was cool. I learned a lot.
Yeah, I've done that with my school's computer system a couple times. The admin is more of a I think he watches a bit too much TV, and he doesn't really understand the real meaning of hackers, and I could so easily do whatever I want with it. I've got complete access to the firewall and a couple admin. They've got several admin accounts, and I think one of them's on default last time I checked. So I can do whatever I want, but I'm not gonna. Because I'd so get busted, and even if I wouldn't do it, because in my opinion, you know, if they want you to test out their security, they will. But if they're asking for it by, I don't know. Say you've got major security vulnerability, and they won't listen. Then I would cross over the line a little and let them know, hey, it needs to be dealt with.
Yeah.
So.
Script kiddie-ish, but it would be hilarious in my friend. All the Windows computers are running the default Windows Messenger itself.
Oh, yeah.
So I was going to do a net send to all the computers. You have been hacked. that was so great to fly it off. That was so fun.
What I'm playing for my senior prank, or around the topic, is my school's PA system. You have to press a couple keys and whatnot to, from the main office, I believe, to get into the PA system. I was thinking that I could somehow figure out a way, you know, give me a few years. I've got a few years before I get. No big deal. Take my time. Figure out the code. Figure out a way to get in from any phone. Go into the locker rooms. First you gotta create like a FM broadcast type thing. Hook up the radio to the phone line and broadcast remotely. Put music over the speaker or incriminating evidence or whatnot. Yeah, but. Yeah, but I don't wanna get caught.
That's why you wear rubber gloves.
It's a very small school with a maximum of 150 student stops.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's historic.
Yeah, it is. So, that's what I plan to do. If it goes through or not, we'll see. If they find out beforehand, we'll see. Whatever. So, I'm going to make this next one, these next two topics later are going to kind of intertwine, as you may see. You know, we need more alternative media out there. I don't feel that we should let things like CARP and whatnot and the RIAA and everybody like us, fuck them. You know, blare them through the loudspeakers. You know, get the word out. You know, we need more alternative media, more not mainstream shit. You know, that shit's bull. You know, I can turn on my shortwave radio right now and listen to BBC, but who wants to listen to that right now? Certainly not me.
You mean different protocols or different, like, file searches, like, you know, different file types than three or so?
I mean, different... No, I mean actual content-wise. I mean, like, shows and shit. Like, instead of the O'Reilly on Fox News or whatever the fuck it is, we could, play, Hack TV, for instance. I think there needs to be more of, instead of, again, I hate to go into the stereotype thing, but I'm gonna. I think there needs to be more of us doing what we feel that we should be portrayed as, instead of the mainstream shit dickheads doing what they think we should be portrayed as.
So where do you draw the line for profitability and believability?
Ooh.
Because you're going to have to pay for that somehow. You're going to have one heck of a broadband connection. Very sweet. Digital editing, studio stuff.
Ooh.
Digital photography. You've got to pay for all that.
Shit, you never thought about that.
Yeah. There's a lot to think about when it comes to that stuff.
That's a good question. But, or, you know, we find a way. Damn.
Dumped you, didn't I?
Oh, shit, dude. I do not know.
Alright.
Okay. Okay, here's where I stand on that issue. On that question. The people that are actually broadcasting it, I mean, the people that are actually handling the bandwidth and the server space and whatnot, I feel they should draw the line. Draw the line on whether, you know, this should go through and how much file space and bandwidth and whatnot they have available. You know, how much they're going to allocate to this certain radio show or TV show or whatever.
Yep.
So, and I use Windows Media Player for my main media thing. I don't know why, I just do. And whenever I'm on the internet and I open up the media guide page, it'll always show, you know, commercially licensed shit. Literally, it's shit. Of course, there's a few good bands out there that I like and whatnot. And I support the independent bands around here, but I don't listen to that in any of that commercial shit. So I feel not only independent shows and bands and whatnot, but independent magazines like Bin Rep and shit, I just feel there needs to be more of them. So go ahead.
What?
You gonna say something?
Well, I just said try Google.
Google. Yeah, but Google doesn't have their own show now, do they?
Nope.
Links, huh? Yeah, Google does have links to many, many shows, including this one. So, I don't know. Moving on!
Hold on real quick.
Alright. So, yeah, that's just how I feel. And again, on the show, I'm not gonna...
Hey, get me off the phone real quick. The phone won't be hung up, but it will just be...
Okay.
that okay?
Yeah, so I just keep talking, correct?
Yes.
Alright. Yep. Oh, what the fuck's up with him? He's probably got some shit he needs to do. Laundry, food, whatever. Anywho. You know, as I was saying with the alternative media, I think there needs to be more of us, and we need to get more people to listen to it. So here's what I was thinking. You know, it's just my own little idea that I came up with. You can think it's stupid, you could think it's crazy, you could, I don't know, think you like it. You could support me, or you could say I'm nuts. But, I got a pirate radio idea. We, us hackers, we figure out a way to build, like, a FM network type system, or a shortwave, or some sort of network, you know. Let's say FM, for example. No, AM. AM, yes, AM. It's a lot easier. And we broadcast on 1,000 kilohertz. And, you know, we broadcast on 1,000 kilohertz, and we get internet for our AM radio transmitter, and we crank the power up just 02... excuse me. wow. 10 watts or so. And we drive to a major metropolitan city such as Chicago, and if my calculations are correct, 10 watts is enough to cover 5 or 6 miles. We go to, you know, we get to a good area where we can broadcast great, and, you know, we broadcast shows like Radio Freak America and Default and Bin Rev and shit, and that goes for every city, every major city. So if even if the FCC did bitch, it wouldn't be only one person might get caught. You know, and even if it only lasts for one show, some people are gonna like it, and they're gonna, you know, they're gonna tune in, and they're gonna get other shows. They're gonna, you know, they're gonna come on, and they're gonna come to the scene, if you will. Now, many of you are asking, now, how are we gonna do this? Hold on, let me take a quick sip of water. Yeah. My answer is this. Again, we set up the FM or AM stations at 1,000 kilohertz, and we download the latest episode of said shows. For instance, Ben Redode, oh, whatever the fuck the next episode is. I don't keep track anymore. I just listen. And then you, we download it onto our computer, like the day or two after the show has been broadcast, and at a specified time nationally. We probably have to do this UTC time.
Back.
You're back?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay, we probably have to do this UTC time, and you know, a specified time we broadcast. I don't think it'd be too hard to do. You know, we'd get the word out. We'd essentially some radio network, but no commercials or any of that bullshit. I think it could work.
How are you going to fund it?
You didn't catch most of that, did you?
No, but I was assuming you were talking about the same thing. As before I left?
No, I moved on. Yeah, people thinking how am I going to fund it. Well, I was talking about putting the shows over AM radio frequencies, matter. I've got a link in my favorites folder, how to build a simple AM radio transmitter. Yeah. Then we, of course, crank up the power a little bit, and we broadcast.
Then you have to have a license for
that? I think there are limits on, of course, to a certain degree, yes, but I think you can go to a certain power level and not have to have a license.
Check with the FCC first.
Yeah, I'm gonna. Check your Part 15 rules first, guys. Just don't go breaking too many laws. So, huh? Yeah. In binary format. Oh, shit, dude! Speaking of encryption and whatnot, I was pretty much done with that pirate radio idea, by the way. Speaking of encryption and whatnot, I'm glad you brought that up, Lyra. I've been listening to my shortwave radio the past couple days, and between 3.6 and 4.2 megahertz between the times of 7 and 8 Eastern Time. That's Eastern Time right now, not Eastern Time later, where we move the clocks back. There's, like, data going through. If you want a recording, you go to hackermedia.net/hacknet-misc/mech.mp3. It'll have a little background noise and whatnot. If the signal goes bad, that's just me trying to tune in better. But I talked to Strom Carlson about it. He said it's low bandwidth, maybe no greater than 300 bits per second. So I don't know what the fuck it is. If you guys have any clue as to what it is, drop me a line. You all know my email, don't you? Yeah, you do. I'm not even going to give out my voice now anymore. If you want it that bad, you can go to the damn website. Check the time real quick. Oh, actually. At least I had, at least I know what I was doing. Again, I think their shows will improve as we go on. As I go on, if Punchdown ever shows back. And so, I think each show will get progressively better. So if you don't like the first couple, then tune in maybe more, or don't, whatever. Got any shouts or thanks, Letter?
Yeah, D-Lad, F, Zaron, Epic, all the Hack 3R Recap,
shouts to everyone. For me, just shouts to everyone. No. Shouts to everyone except the Script Kiddies and Tron. Yeah. Thanks to you, Letter, for coming on.
Oh, no problem.
No thanks to Punchdown for not showing up. And hopefully thanks to my tape player for maybe getting the show out correctly. Guess we're it. Hacknip episode 2 is signing off.
I'm not passing.